Welcome back to the Driven Young podcast. This is 20 things you must stop doing in your 20s. This is idea number five. Idea number five. Guys, I hope you're enjoying these. These take a lot of work. It's basically like a full-on assignment to do each one. It's at least a full day's of work to, you know, put out everything, do the blog post, do the emails, set everything up. And I do spend a lot of time writing these, especially this one. I had collected a lot of information. This is a great episode. I really think you're going to enjoy this. So as usual, I'm going to read straight from the blog post. Then we're going to riff a little bit. To be completely honest, I feel like I've covered everything in the blog post. So we'll see what I come up with on the spot. But let's just jump into it, shall we? Of course, as usual, make sure you sign up to the challenge if you haven't already signed up to the challenge. But here we go. So I would like to play a game with you. It's called the Human Lottery. So let's imagine there's a giant hat with the name of every living human inside this hat. Would you be willing to take your name, put it inside the hat, and redraw it out to live someone else's life? Keep in mind, there's an 85% chance that you will live in poverty on less than $30 a day, and a 60% chance you'll live in extreme poverty on less than $10 a day. Would you play that game? Would you sacrifice your own life to redraw a new one for someone else's life? Welcome back to 20 Things to Stop Doing in Your 20s. This is idea number five. Stop being ungrateful. Now, how do we do that? Well, there are many ways to do that, and I've already spoken about some in this series. But here's one of my favorite ways, and that is perspective. Perspective breeds gratitude. So I'm going to share with you some incredible stats, numbers, and other things which hopefully will help shift your perspective on the world right now and make you more grateful. Now, I know the world seems like a dark place right now. The GFC, multiple wars, Russia's just invaded the Ukraine, COVID has ravaged the world, suicide and mental health is at an all-time high. The list goes on and on and on. All you have to do is turn on the news to see this stuff. So rather than focusing on the negative, I want to give you a fresh perspective. I want to give you a perspective that hopefully is going to help you be more grateful for where you currently am. So I grew up in New Zealand in a small country town called Timaru. We never had much spending money as a family. And as a result, every holiday I went on was either camping or we traveled to Australia to see my family. So my mum's Australian, so we travel back and forth. Now, for anyone who's not from those two countries, they're kind of the same, low-key. They're basically the same. It's not like the most exciting thing to go from New Zealand to Australia. It's basically just a slightly different version of New Zealand versus going to Europe or an Asian country and the whole culture is completely different. It wasn't that exciting, and it was a bit of a meme in my family to be like, oh, we're going to Australia again, we're going to Australia again, which probably sounds crazy if you're from like America and you fantasize about coming here, but when you come here all the time, it's not as exciting. So that was kind of every holiday I had until I was 11 years old. My uncle and my auntie had invited us to their destination wedding in Thailand. And rather than spending 2 weeks in a nice resort like everyone else did, my parents took us there 2 weeks earlier. We worked with friends of ours who run a charity called Partners, and we really lived on the ground. We stayed at hotels, but we also stayed at like kind of rundown little dodgy spots, and there's a whole bunch of stories in there. And it was really fun. I had a blast, and I learned so much about the culture. And one day we arrived at a small village. And I believe this one experience shaped my perspective on my life more than anything else. And I saw firsthand the conditions some of these people were living in, and it blew my mind. Like, I know you see stuff on ads and videos and whatnot, but seeing it in person is a whole different level. Kids living in literal dumpsters, kicking around paper as a soccer ball, and we gave them a small bag of chips each, and they held onto that bag of chips like it was the most valuable thing in their life, probably because it was one of the most valuable things in their life. And I honest to God, I've never been ungrateful for where I live since then. So let's jump into the content, shall we? And let's see if I can help shift your perspective so that you're more grateful on where you are in life. So the world has changed drastically over the past few hundred years. So let's take a look at what's happened from before to now and have a look at how much the world has changed from, like, you know, early 1900s, 1800s, 1500s even to modern day 2022. So Number one is we live in the most peaceful times in human history by a landslide, despite World War I, despite World War II and the Holocaust, the Cold War, and everything that's happened. Since then, we live in the most peaceful times in human history by a landslide. The chances of you encountering violence and coming across that sort of stuff throughout history, very, very high. But for us, it's never been so peaceful. And I know that seems crazy considering the amount of millions of people that have been killed, but that's the numbers, that's the stats. And that is something to be grateful for. Number two, we experience 1/50th the level of violence that people before us did. It is very easy to live life nowadays without ever facing actual violence. That might seem to be like the bare minimum in today's world, but throughout history, humans have never had this luxury. And that is something to be grateful for. Number three, every nation on Earth has gotten healthier over the past 100 years. Every single nation. Despite what it may seem, this is true. Even the countries that are still impoverished, and there are a lot of them in the world, they have improved drastically. Many believe the internet is a big reason, as even the poorest countries in the world have access to the internet, and therefore information and education. And this is helping those poor people jump the poverty gap. Not everyone, but a few of those who have access to the internet. And that is something to be grateful for. Number four, global per capita income has tripled and the number of hours to earn that income has halved. That means we are working half the amount of time for three times the money. You might be struggling to pay the bills. I get it. I live in Sydney, one of the most expensive cities in the world, and it's very, very expensive. But the truth is, we are all struggling in luxury. We struggle with our car keys in our left pocket and our iPhone 13 in our right pocket. The fact is, we are earning far more for far less than many humans who have ever lived before us. Yes, it's a struggle, but we have so much luxury that many people would have dreamed of having. We have the watches, we have the cars, we have a lot of what we consider the bare minimums is what people in history would have considered complete luxuries. Having a car was a luxury. Now it's kind of the bare minimum. Having a phone is like the bare minimum. Yes, but that's a luxury as well. And so what I mean is when I say we're struggling within luxury is even though it might feel like you're struggling compared to the struggles people went through 100 years ago when they were actually struggling. They were living on the street. They had no heating. All that sort of stuff. Completely different. So that's number four. Now that, again, is something to be grateful for. Number five, in 1981, 44% of the planet was in extreme poverty, less than $1.50 a day. $1.50 a day, that is insane. Now, in 2021 or 2022, it's less than 9.5%. Now, we are far from perfect, but the progress is being made. Despite what the media preaches, the poverty gap is smaller than it once was. And at this rate, it should be getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Plus, 44% to 9.5% in 30 years is incredible, and I wish this message was pushed more. And that is something to be grateful for. Number six, renewable energy is now cheaper than fossil fuel, and it has been for a while. Yes, we are stuck with politics, with people who have allegiances to fossil fuel companies, and there's lots of money and corruption and all that stuff. But the fact that renewable energy is now officially cheaper than fossil fuels is going to go a really long way to helping save our planet. Because at the end of the day, corporations love money. And if renewable energy is cheaper than fossil fuel, eventually there's going to get a point where hopefully, I'm hoping here, they start to switch to renewable energy. And that is something to be grateful for. Number seven, by 2050, with no new technology, the entire planet could be powered by renewable energies. With no new technology, meaning it could be much sooner. Meaning if we didn't progress, if we didn't keep adapting and innovating with existing technology, just with the existing technology we have today, the entire planet could be run on renewables by 2050. Now, that's an exciting thing to me because the fact is we're not going to just stop. We're going to keep innovating and keep getting better and better. So it could be even sooner. It could be later. I don't know. But that's something to be grateful for. Number eight, life expectancy has gone way up. Now, this one is incredible. In the early 1900s, life expectancy was around 45 years old. It is now closer to 80, almost double in like 120 years. And they think the next generation or our generation should live well past 100. And that is something to be grateful for. Number nine, literacy rates are way up. In the 1900s, the world literacy rates were at 20%. meaning only 20% of the world knew how to write and read effectively. Now it's around 83%. In just 120 years, we've gone up by 60%, which is insane. And the long-term impacts of this are huge. A planet of people who can read and write has massive benefits to changing the world as we see it. And number 10, the final one, is the internet. And finally, we have access to the internet. The internet has its downsides, don't get me wrong, but we have access to unlimited information at our fingertips. The internet is something people 100 years ago couldn't even dream of. Yet most people are used by the internet rather than using the internet. The fact we can learn almost anything and connect with anyone around the world is simply amazing. And that is something we should be grateful for. The only thing you sometimes have control over is perspective. You don't have control of your situation, but you have a choice about how you view it. Be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never, ever have enough. That's by Oprah Winfrey. Now, 1.586 billion. Do you know what this number means? Do you know what this number represents? This number represents the highest ever amount someone has won in the lottery. It was won by three people who took home a cool $500 million each. Imagine how they felt. Wouldn't that be amazing? Imagine if you could win that much money. Well, what if I was to tell you that you already have won the lottery? You have won the genetic lottery. So let's take a look at how you've won the genetic lottery. Number one, the first lottery you won is that Earth supports life. The statistical likelihood that all the right compounds, gases, gravity, distance from the sun, etc., etc., will be the perfect amount to support life is so low, we can barely even calculate it. Something along the lines of 0.0001%. And that is something to be grateful for. The second lottery you won is that you were born a human. You could have been born an ant that was tormented by a six-year-old with a magnifying glass, or you could have been born a rat that lives in the sewers, or a chicken stuck in a cramped hen bred to be sold at Woolies for $5.50. But you weren't. You were born into a species that dominates the planet, and that is something to be grateful for. The third lottery you won is that you were born in today's world. You already heard how bad times were in history. The fact is, nobody wins in history. We are living better lives than the kings and queens of the past. Our quality of life is something most humans in the past could literally only have dreamed of. I just imagine people thinking, imagine if we could just change the air. Imagine if we could just make it warm right now. We can do that with air conditioning. Bang, 5 minutes, the room's gone from 5 degrees to 15 degrees to 20 degrees. We have what would be considered magic in a very short amount of time. And that is something to be grateful for. The fourth lottery you won is that you are still alive. Out of the billions and billions of humans who have roamed this planet, you are one of the ones still roaming. And that is something to be grateful for. The final lottery you won is that you were born into relative comfort. Now, I don't know anything about your life, but here's what I do know. If you have access to this podcast, you were probably born into relative comfort. You have a roof over your head. In Australia, where I live, we have free education, we have free healthcare, and just by being a citizen, you're entitled to get money from the government should you be in a situation where that is needed. Whether you realize it or not, we live in incredible comfort. In fact, I would argue we live too comfortable, but I already covered that in the first idea of this series. Now that is something to be grateful for. Finally, there's a 1 in 4 trillion chance of you being born. That is enough for you to win the lottery over and over and over. Yet for some reason, we still aren't grateful for what we have. The only thing you sometimes have control over is perspective. You don't have control of your situation, but you have a choice about how you view it. To finish up, I want to finish with a short story. A Rolls-Royce pulls up outside a 12-bedroom mansion. A young man and a young woman step out. They are well-dressed in designer clothes. He hands the keys to a valet, holds the arm of the young woman, and together they walk inside. A young couple of similar age sees them and rolls their eyes from the distance. They are dressed very well, and next to them is their Mercedes hatchback. "Wouldn't that be nice?" he says to the young girl. They step inside the Mercedes and drive off. They drive through suburb after suburb. As they drive, another young couple of similar age looks in awe from a distance. "Imagine driving a car that nice," she says. One day, the young man says. They open the door to their second-hand Toyota, wearing their Nike shoes with a Starbucks drink in one hand. Then suddenly, you guessed it, another couple of similar age ride past on their bikes, looking at them in awe. A lone boy living on the street watches as they ride past, happy. They have amazing bikes and they have each other, he thinks to himself. A young girl from Vietnam watches the homeless boy in the background of a movie. How amazing to live in a country like that, she thinks. It goes on and on and on. The same way we look up to celebrities and other people admiring them, thinking about how lucky they are, is the same way billions of people looking at us, thinking how lucky we are. If this is the mindset you use, you will never be happy. Practice being grateful for what you have. Hopefully this has helped you realize that you have it pretty good in the grand scheme of things, and that is something to be grateful for. Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. Stay young. Stay driven. So that is the blog post section. Hopefully you enjoyed that. I think this is a great one. Hopefully those stats made you appreciate what you have a little bit more and understand. You know, I do a much longer version of this as a presentation. I talk about how, like, you know, women's rights and racism is down, and there's all these things that we have negative associations with because they are bad. But if you look at 30 years ago, almost all of it's improved. Now, again, we're not saying it's perfect. There's still heaps wrong with the world, as we know, but it's getting better. And I choose to focus on the positive rather than the negative. I find that's a more effective way to live life. I will have a little disclaimer at the end. There's a psychological term for this, and I just cannot remember it for the life of me. And I've tried researching it. I can't figure out what it's called. But basically, it's this idea that if you're constantly comparing yourself to the worst possible situation, that's not a healthy mindset to approach. And what I mean is, it's like when you're eating dinner and you don't finish your plate and someone says, there's starving kids in Africa. It's like, yeah, but I'm not hungry. Is me forcing down this food going to help the starving kids in Africa? No. And so whilst I am a big fan of recognizing the perspective, recognizing that you have it really good, don't get caught up in like, I can never be happy because I'm always trying to be grateful for what I have. The fact is, despite how great our lives are, we still have problems. Mental health is still at an all-time high, and suicide is at all-time high. Life is still difficult and there's still lots of struggles we go through. So it's not to say, hey, look how good you have it, you shouldn't be feeling bad. It's more just understanding that by hopefully having perspective, it can help you respect and appreciate what you have just a little bit better. So it's kind of, again, just like so much of what I talk about, it's figuring out the balance, how to, you know, figure out the balance. So that's perspective. Linking back to my story about going to Thailand, I didn't realize how much it affected my life until kind of recently, as I've been analyzing my life and understanding how much your childhood impacts how you view life. I've never struggled with mental health issues. Yes, I've had down times, of course, but I've never like gotten too dark. And I honestly think a big part of that is I'm just always grateful for living in this country. I love Australia so much. Look, there's annoying parts about it for sure, and I would love to go live in other countries. But the fact that I was born in this country, I think is such a blessing and one of the greatest privileges I received. And New Zealand, same with New Zealand. And I think you'd be silly to complain. Like, so many Australians just sit and complain about the government, they complain about the country, how expensive it is. That's all true, but like, oh my God, you have it very good. You have it very good by history standards, and even in today, you have it good by most country standards. Same with America, Canada, the UK, all that sort of stuff. A lot of European countries have it very, very good. So yeah, I'm a big fan of this. I think perspective breeds gratitude. I think this conversation can only help make you feel better. Hopefully it did make you feel better. Make sure you DM me if you have any questions or if you enjoyed this episode. Again, I'm looking to grow this as much as I can. So what's your challenge, I hear you asking? Here's a simple challenge I want you to do. We already got you to set up a gratitude journal. So you answer 3 questions every day. I want to do something similar, but a bit more different as well. This week, your challenge, should you choose to accept it, this week is simple. I want you to sit down with a pen and paper, and for 10 minutes, I want you to write down everything you're grateful for. It could be as little as when you peeled off your iPhone and the sticker came off and that was really satisfying. It could be as big as your family or as the planet or the times we live in or your country, whatever it is. Write a list. put some music on if you want, and just dump down everything you're grateful for and keep that list handy. Transfer it to your phone. Whatever you want to do, keep that list handy. And whenever you're feeling down, go through this list. Understand you have it very good. I know we all have struggles, and maybe you're getting annoyed at me by going, oh, Byron, you don't know my life. You don't know the struggles I've gone through. I get that. But what I do know is there are people who have gone through it much worse, and there are people who are going through it much worse. And in my opinion, it's disrespectful to sit here and go, oh, we've got it so bad, when really we have it quite good. And a lot of people on this planet have it much, much worse and would kill to be in our situation. So that's it from me. I hope you take up that challenge. Get a pen and paper, use your iPhone, whatever you want to do. Sit down, dump out everything you're grateful for, put a 10-minute timer and see how you go. Otherwise, stay young, stay driven, and I'll see you on the next episode.